I'm Chris Wink. This is 97.7 and 106.1 WEXT. And joining me is Mary Jane Hansen, who is with the iTheater folks up in Saratoga. Hi, Mary.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Good, good. So I'm really excited for a couple reasons about this new production you have, The Baker Street Adventuress.
Yes.
I want to talk to you about that. But first, I wanted to know, where did iTheater come from?
Well, our theater was founded with the name The Creative Place International, and I thought for a while that didn't really explain to people what we did or where we did it. So when I took over as artistic director, I wanted to solve that issue. And so I wanted to tell people what we did, our particular brand, and where we mostly operate, which is out of Saratoga. The I could stand for anything you could imagine, imagination being one of the things, innovation, intelligence, we try for that one.
that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So you're an actress as
yes.
well as a writer?
Yeah, I was an actor primarily at first, originally. I just always wanted to do more. I wanted to create. I wanted to be part of the process from the very beginning.
We're talking with Mary Jane Hansen from iTheater Saratoga. Got the Baker Street Adventuress going to be on stage November 14th, 15th, 21st, 22nd with evening shows and then a matinee show on the 16th and 23rd.
Correct.
You guys do this at the Saratoga Music Hall, right?
We do. That's the top floor of City Hall here in Saratoga Springs.
Now, it seems like both a great place and a challenging space for performance.
It does have its challenges, and it is great. It is one of like the last proscenium stages, you know, I think it is, you know, in this area. I think there's some things in the state park where you could still perform, but it's the last one that's accessible to the community, people who are trying to create art here in this community.
I really liked you're talking a little bit about the speckled band mm-hmm. and Sherlock Holmes and everything. So, of course, Sherlock Holmes and the fact that this ended up on the radio, that's one of the things, those are the yeah. two things that interested me
oh,
about
right.
this whole thing. It's like, oh, that's really cool.
Oh, I mean, that's a rabbit hole in itself.
Yeah.
Just going down there was another character that came out of this research, and her name was Bertha Brainerd. And I was looking for, I worked very closely with another woman in this area, and I wanted a role for her, and I was like, I don't know what I'm going to find. I need some NBC associate to look for. And I found this woman who basically created a job for herself and was one of the leading producers of, she was the programming manager for NBC at the time, making six figures, I understand, during the Great Depression.
Wow.
She was a powerhouse of a woman. And so she's in the Baker Street Adventuress as well, as one of the people who, in fact, I saw her name CC'd on a document in the archives about this. So I know she was one of the people who got this on the air. She programmed the Adventures of Sherlock Holmes.
Cool.
From 1930 on.
Wow. That's really cool. So I guess one of my questions mm-hmm. would be, it sounds like you were initially looking to maybe do something like the radio play of a speckled
yeah.
band.
And, that,
and then you changed directions.
Totally. Totally.
And made
In fact,
this...
we just had to update the description on our website because we were going to feature two shows as radio shows, the speckled band and... I can't even remember the name of the other one because this became just the more interesting story to me.
Yeah, the story of how it came to be.
Right.
On the radio
yes.
and all. Yeah,
yeah, and the struggles with that of just convincing people that this was something that American audiences wanted. And in fact, it proved to be the case because it was on for the entire golden age of radio into almost 1950.
Right. And isn't that fascinating that it seemed like such a hard sell
yes,
for them?
Yeah. Well, I just find that's the case so often. You know, you really have to convince people that, even someone passed on the Beatles, you know, so.
Couple times.
Yeah, a couple times. So it's really hard to, convince people. And often I think people in a position of programming or of producing are not the artistic types, you know.
I
think that happens a lot. So they don't really get it until you present it. And then you see how it's received. And, that's something interesting. So Edith Meiser had to find her own sponsor for this program. And, she needed $300,000 a year, which was a lot of money at that time.
Sure.
And after their first year, the very first year of the show on the air, the second year that sponsor came back, George Washington Coffee, and with five times that amount. He invested $1.5 million the second year.
Wow.
That's how successful this program was.
Wow. Talking with Mary Jane Hansen from iTheater Saratoga, co-founder and artistic director for the organization, and we're talking about the Baker Street Adventuress. So how'd you come to that as a title?
Well, here was Edith Meiser was a huge fan, and that was what was propelling her of Sherlock Holmes and the canon. From the time she was, I think, 11 or something, she read a story and she picked up a book and never put it down. She, again, was one of the most important people in terms of bringing this, bringing the story and the character back to the American people. But she was not admitted into the Baker Street Irregulars, which is the big, basically the club of Sherlock fans and knowledgeable people, until she was among the first women admitted in the 1990s. I think she was 93 years old. It was, I think, 2 years before her death.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I can tell you that exactly, because it's going to be in the epilogue. So, yep, she was among the first women inducted into the Baker Street Irregulars at the age of 93, 2 years before her death.
Wow.
So she went on an adventure.
And a long time after her putting this to life on the radio.
Probably about 60 years.
Yeah.
60 some odd years.
Wow. That's, talk about injustice.
Yeah, it's, again, it was, it's hard to change certain things.
Sure.
Certain dogmatism.
Let's remind folks again, you guys are going to be at the Saratoga Music Hall, which is the upstairs, the top floor of the City Hall.
Correct.
In Saratoga on Broadway, November 14th, 15th, 21st, 22nd, with evening shows and matinee shows on the 16th and 23rd.
Yeah.
Where can folks find more information about iTheater Saratoga?
You could find it on our website, iTheaterSaratoga.org. And then you'll see what we have coming up. Beyond the Baker Street Adventuress, we always do a Christmas holiday event, music event. And that's a big rabbit hole. That's always a rabbit hole for me, because we pick a theme and we pick music around this theme and then we tie it together. Last year's theme was a colorful Christmas. And just looking at color from different perspectives and the entire spectrum. And this year's theme is an elemental Christmas. So looking at the elements, whether they be earth, wind, and fire, or the weather, or just simply the human element, which I think is always the wild card.
Yeah, very cool. You mentioned music, so I did want to touch on that before we wrapped up here. Music for this, you guys made the music too.
It will be original music by Will Severin. He brings everything to life. There, I tried to tell a simple story this time, A to B to C, just very clear about this process of bringing the adventures of Sherlock Holmes to the air. But then I felt, is it enough? And then Will put his music to it, and I go, oh yeah, well, thank you for being that other character that people forget about. But if you would try to watch any movie or story without the music, you'd realize it's missing one of the most important characters. And that is the character that helps us to feel, it helps us across the finish line of emotion. And all those other tricky feelings, anxiety.
Right.
So he's a big contributor to the story.
It's pretty wild, isn't it?
I am. It really is.
Mary Jane Hansen from the iTheater Saratoga, folks, and remind you that the Baker Street Adventuress is going to be on stage at the Saratoga Music Hall in November, the 14th, 15th, 21st, 22nd for evening shows, the 16th and 23rd for matinee shows. Mary, thank you so much.
Thank you.